A non-euphoric strain of cannabis is being sold in stores across Florida. It's available as oils, edibles, and even flower. But as questions about the legality of it linger, CBD remains in limbo. I'm Blaze Ganey. To find out about the legality of CBD, I figured I'd go right to the source. So I went to Tallahassee's own Natural Life, a store known for having a large selection of CBD products.
Hey, how's it going?
This is in reference to Holly being announced today. Director of Cannabis.
Oh, no, it isn't actually.
That's Alex Petrick, the distribution manager at Natural Life. He's talking about the new director of cannabis, Holly Bell. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried announced Bell's new job Wednesday. Fried also addressed questions about CBD.
And that's exactly what I'm hoping the legislation is going to allow. We're working with some of the lawmakers so they can change the definition so that we can, in fact, do a CBD program here in our state to make it very clear so that the consumers are not, a lot of that's on the marketplace is fraud is happening to the consumers.
The Tallahassee Police Department has raided Natural Life several times since April 2018 and seized their raw CBD flowers. Petrick says those raids have cost the store more than $25,000. But he says his company is following federal law.
It literally comes down to one cannabinoid. It's Delta 9 THC. Delta 9 THC is the euphoric causing compound that can create a sense of a high or a euphoria or paranoia in some senses. Industrial hemp legally has to be below 0.3 Delta 9 THC. That is the difference.
Meanwhile, the state's interim director of medical marijuana, Christine Coppola, says there's no way to be certain what's in the stores.
As it relates to the possession of any other marijuana product sourced from anywhere other than a medical marijuana treatment center, there are many facts and circumstances around that. I don't know how that product was obtained. Was it tested? Is it being diverted to minors?
Petrick says Natural Life goes through a lot of work to make sure consumers know what they're buying.
We go out of our way to pay for additional lab testing. Not only do we get lab testing done from the state where it's grown, so in this case, Oregon, those labs are certified by the Department of Agriculture in Oregon. Then it arrives into Florida. We take that flower again and ship it off to another lab located in Florida. So now that you have a lab report from where it was grown to now from the state where it's being sold, overwhelmingly verifying that this flower is indeed industrial hemp and not the illicit cousin.
Meanwhile, unlike Natural Life, who has been raided by TPD, Hemporum hasn't run into the same problems.
We're a health and wellness store. We provide CBD, CBD oils, CBD lotions, also provide CBD flower as a cigarette alternative and alternative to marijuana.
That's Hemporum store owner, Stephen Goss. He says he's heard about the raids but doesn't understand them. His business was visited by the United States Drug Enforcement Agency and hasn't had any trouble.
We have had been visited by the DEA, where the agents came in and looked our store over, and I spoke with him on the phone for a good 10 or 15 minutes, and he said he would keep me abreast of any issues that came up.
Goss says that was more than 1 month ago. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried was recently questioned what stores like Hemporum that are selling the leaf should do, since she says it's currently illegal.
So we are not going to come in and say that you cannot sell CBD in the state of Florida. However, what we're going to say is here's the regulated framework that we're going to go under. And so give everybody a period of time to start showing on your testing standards, all of your labeling requirements. And then afterwards, then we at least know that there's validation behind what is being sold.
And Natural Life's Petrick gives his customers this advice.
First, the receipt. It has what you bought. It's an industrial hemp product. Where you bought it, Natural Life in this case, the address of our store's number. The time of when you bought it, so if you got pulled over 30 minutes after the store and you have a receipt that says you were just there 30 minutes ago, it's pretty obvious that, you did just get it from the store.
Currently, there is no date on when the framework will be put in place, but Fried said it should be almost immediately and stores who don't follow the rules will be shut down. In the meantime, stores like Natural Life and Hemporum could still run into problems with law enforcement. That's because CBD flowers are identical to marijuana flowers. After all, Petrick says it's the same plant. He thinks the busts are because law enforcement simply doesn't want the hemp flower on the streets.
Behind the closed doors, they also let us know really what this is regarding is the hemp flower. Okay, we have a problem. We can't distinguish the difference. They could simply be getting products from you. putting marijuana in their bagging, how could we ever tell?
Patrick says he gets it, but he adds that's not his problem, but rather law enforcement's.
Law enforcement agencies do need the ability to test on the spot the difference between industrial hemp and marijuana. And